This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Stories about the mistreatment of animals in agriculture are far too common, but the Animal Agriculture Alliance is out to dispel many of those myths, and its new website could be just the ticket. Communications Director Casey Kindler says the Alliance was formed in 1987 to help monitor activist groups that create.
30 years later, we're still here today monitoring those groups. There's a lot more of them today. A lot, you know, they go about things a little differently than they did back in the 80s.
Kindler says the new website features resources to help farmers, ranchers, and other industry supporters engage in truthful conversations.
Really, what we do is our mission is to bridge the communication gap between farm and fork. So we work to dispel those myths, to work on making sure that people don't believe that misinformation on social media about how farmers care for their animals. So we're really here to bridge that gap between farmers and consumers.
And some of the big fallacies they deal with?
I think some big myths are farm size is still a big concern. So some people believe that the bigger the farm, the worse they care for their animals, which is absolutely not true.
But Kindler says there's more.
Another myth is environmental stewardship. So a lot of people don't really understand how much farmers care for the land that their farm is on. And another one, it goes viral every time we share it on social media, is hormones. So everyone thinks that chickens are pumped full of hormones, and really that's not true at all either.
Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.